The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
The European Central Bank is expected to announce later today a second rise to their interest rates for mortgage holders and homeowners. It's coming less than 2 months after their first increase. It's expected that it could be as high as 75 basis points or 0.75 of 1%, which would be the highest single rate increase in the history of the central bank. And it could see typical tracker mortgage rates increase by €900. For more on this, I'm joined by Michael Dowling, who is Managing Director of Dowling Financial. Morning, Michael.
Good morning, Anton.
One assumes if the ECB is going to try to get to the target rates that, for instance, the CBI is projecting, where I think it's going to claw back to 4% in Ireland next year and then the year after get back to more or less the target rate of around 2%. That would suggest this isn't going to be the only hike we're going to see.
No, you're correct. We've had one increase 2 months ago of 0.5%. It is likely we'll see a minimum of 0.5%, if not 3/4 today. And the European Central Bank has flagged that there will be additional increases more than likely in December. And again, potentially another 0.25%. So we are in a cycle of interest rate increases, which are going to impact on all mortgage holders ultimately.
Now, the Irish economist Philip Lane, who, of course, was former governor of the central bank and is now a big wheel in the economic section of the ECB, he had recommended that the interest rate hikes needed to be steady but consistent. 0.75 seems to be at the outer bounds of steady. It's a record number. Why are they going so high?
Well, if you look at it, if you look at other economies, like America has had two interest rate increases of 0.75% within the space of 2 and 3 months. The UK has increased its base rates up to 1.25%. So as an economy, Europe has lagged behind other economies in terms of increasing its interest rates. So there seems to be a view within the European Central Bank that we need to in somehow watch what's happening in other jurisdictions. And there seems to be consensus now that in terms of the determination to try and control inflation, that an increase of 0.75% is merited at this time.
Now, obviously, it'll have impacts across the economy, but the first place those impacts will be felt will be by mortgage holders. What's the likely consequence for Irish mortgage holders?
Well, you've got three categories of mortgage holders, Anton. You've got those who are on tracker rates, so their interest rate is directly linked to any movement in the European Central Bank. So tracker mortgage holders have already experienced an increase. They would have seen it in their August repayment. And the increase that will be announced today, they're again going to see that within a month, their repayments will increase again. You've got variable rate mortgage holders. They were spared any increases from the first announcement in July. The main banks decided to absorb that increase, but I think it's highly unlikely that they'll absorb a second increase. So variable rate mortgage customers will experience an increase in their repayments. Those who are on fixed rates, well, they're in a position where their interest rate is fixed for a given period of time. But even those who are on fixed rates need to be careful that if they've only a year or two left on their fixed rate, they might want to look at maybe locking in a rate for a longer term than what they have available at the moment. Because the danger for existing fixed rate customers is when their fixed rate expires in a year or two, they're actually going to be right in the height of that interest rate cycle, and they could end up moving from a rate of 2.5% to 4.5%. So everybody needs to be mindful of the rate they're on and seek advice as to what the most appropriate thing for them to do is.
And of course, it comes at the worst possible time for a lot of mortgage holders, because hand in hand with this new cost, they're also dealing with hugely increased cost of living expenditures across almost every aspect of what they do. Their spending power is decreasing because of inflation, and their energy costs are going through the roof.
Yes, you have 722,000 mortgage customers who have mortgages on their family homes. So that's quite a significant amount of people. And they're all experiencing, as you say, increases in food, transport, utilities. And now their biggest bill, which is their mortgage, is going to increase quite substantially in the space of in the space of 2 months. This is going to have an impact on people, because it is added to the other expenses which they have to pay. And this is not one where the government can bring in a temporary measure to assist like they're proposing with utility bills. This, unfortunately, is an increase that will be passed on to borrowers, and they are going to have to budget. But importantly, there is opportunities for people to do something today that can alleviate these increases. And the one thing I would say to all borrowers is they've got to act quickly. Don't assume, oh, well, I have a couple of days after the announcement. Interest rates will be rising in all categories, in my opinion, unlike the last time, as I mentioned. So I would be advising customers, the very first thing you should do is talk to your own bank. See what options you have available from your own bank. Because if you can agree a new fixed rate with your own bank, there's no cost involved. It's for the sake of a phone call and just a quick check around, you can save yourself a substantial amount of money by locking in to a fixed rate with your existing lender. If you find that the options from your existing lender are not attractive relative to what's available on the market, seek advice from a regulated broker who will be able to advise you what alternatives are available, but you do need to act quickly.
For a long time, the advice given to tracker mortgage holders was cling on to it with both hands because of how valuable it was. And if you cast your mind back to 2010 and 2011, there was a period where the banks were even trying to buy people out of their tracker mortgages. Is that still the case, or should even tracker mortgage holders be looking at the possibility of fixing?
Well, I would say the very important thing you need to look at in relation to your tracker mortgage is what is the margin above the ECB base rate your tracker mortgage is on? I'm on a tracker mortgage. It was originally with Danske Bank. So my margin above ECB is 0.5%. Clearly, in my opinion, I'm not going to be changing my rate because that margin is so low relative to the ECB that it's not attractive for me to forgo my tracker mortgage. But anybody who's got a tracker mortgage where the margin is anything from 1.5% to 2.5% above the ECB base rate, those customers should look at a fixed rate and a longer term fixed rate option, because they're going to see some significant increases in their repayments, and the benefit of retaining the tracker is not to their benefit. The margin is higher than what would be available from other tracker mortgage customers.
And Michael, we're getting texts from people trying to find, I suppose, a silver lining in all the clouds, asking things like, is there any chance of deposit rates finally getting off the floor with all these rate hikes?
Well, there's always a benefit and light on the other. Like, obviously, deposit holders have been receiving very little returns, and some have been actually charged for having their funds on deposit. So, yes, deposit holders will see interest rates increasing in terms of what's available to them. So, yes, there is light at the end of the tunnel for those who have money saved in a bank or invested in a bank. They will see a return happening, which they hadn't seen for a long time.
Although hand in hand with that, the rate of inflation will erode it at a faster rate than the new hikes will cause them to gain it.
No doubt, but at least it's better than 0 or 0.1%, which was typically the kind of return they were getting on their deposit. It is an improvement, but look, there's no doubt with inflation at 9%, it clearly is eroding the real value of their money.
Michael, thanks very much. That's Michael Dowling, who is Managing Director of Dowling Finances.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.